Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is the Youth Station. I am your host, Zainab Askari, and I have with me Zainab.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you, Zainab?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm pretty good. Assalamu alaikum to our listeners. Thank you so very much for being with us on this episode of Youth Station. So
Zainab, what do you think we should discuss today?
Since it's Youth Station, we should most probably talk about something that's most related to the youth.
Youth.
Here's the thing. Here's a catch with being a youth, a youngster, a
All
noob,
right.
a greenhorn, if you may, in life. Is that though it comes with pros and cons, and the pros and cons are just so, like, they're in such stark contrast with each other.
True.
On one hand, you're full of energy, you're full of creativity.
And on the other hand,
you lack experience, you lack money,
exactly.
you know, to like invest into a business or to fulfill whatever vision it is that you have. On one hand, you feel like the world is my oyster. You're so wide-eyed. You feel like you're full of potential, which you are.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you're impatient. You're a little sassy, full of attitude still, especially if it's like you're late teen years, your early 20s, you feel like more entitled, you know, like the world owes me something.
Yeah.
And I'm a go and...
Especially your family.
Yes, exactly. Especially. I'm a go and demand my rights from the world and from my family and from my parents that just didn't do good enough raising me, traumatizing me. What do you feel were your biggest bugs, your like your biggest peeves?
And as a youth.
As quality.
In my early, early 20s.
Yeah, the cons in the qualities of being a youth.
Impatience.
Oh, for sure.
Being impatient. The thing that hurt me most after that, the thing that I had learned a lot of lessons from was trusting everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Trusting people with a blind eye. That, you know, the blind trust on each and every person, not being very much, you don't research much as a youth, you know, you're very...
Because you don't have the experience, really.
Exactly.
You don't know what's
innocent.
Out there.
And
yeah.
As being innocent, you do so many things that you later realize
regret
that I...
Profoundly.
Yeah. And I sometimes, when I go through some narrations, I say to myself, I wish I knew this narration in my early 20s or in my teens so that I did not have those bugs.
Would it have made a difference, though, you feel, if you knew them back then?
Of course.
Are you sure? Look me in the eye and tell me 13-year-old Zainab
All right.
would give a rat's whisker.
See that energy, that impatience, that's always there.
Mm.
But I think things would have been a little different at least if...
If you knew?
If you knew a lot of things.
Sometimes I feel like it's the innate quality of being a youth to just mess up.
Yeah. Because you know, sometimes as a youth you need freedom, you know?
And you're rebellious.
Yes.
Because you need to experiment on your own.
At the same time, your family thinks that you need the utmost care at
lecturing.
This stage. Lecturing and all. And
you
don't have a patience of all that as a youth. And But those lectures are sometimes also very, very important.
Yeah, exactly. But, because you might not get it then, but in hindsight, you'll look back at a conversation with your dad you had one rainy afternoon in May, and you'd be like, ah, dad was right. What do you know?
Exactly.
You know?
And I'll tell you something. I saw someone talking just last night I wish my father told me in my teens this
no,
thing.
No, honey, you wouldn't have listened. All right? Calm yourself.
Yeah. So, these, you know, lecturing things that bother you, but those are important. And I think the impatience is one of the biggest bugs you have as a youth.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Impatience.
I think it stems greatly from that excessive energy you
exactly
have.
Excessive.
You know, the energy is like almost psychotic.
True.
The amount of energy, like I compare myself now in my late 20s, I compare myself to my like late teens, early 20s. And good God, it was like I was on steroids.
True.
I was so full of energy. And I could be that way on minimum sleep and food.
True.
It was like I was doing photosynthesis, you know. I could just receive energy and nutrients from the sun. And I could go about my day without sleeping, without eating. And now it's like my lunch, if I usually have lunch at 2, if it's postponed to like 2:25, that's it. My blood pressure is dropping.
I saw you fainting.
Yes.
In front
there
of my
we
eyes.
Go. My blood pressure is dropping and my hands are shaking and my complexion is turning chalky and stuff like that. We had a lot of energy. And I think that's one of the reasons it made us so impatient.
True.
Also, the fact that we didn't know how exactly the world works.
True.
You guys are listening to Youth Station here on IRB English Radio. We're going to be back after a short break, so stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
So do you think you also had some bugs as a youth?
Bugs. I was saying before the show, they weren't bugs, they were Godzillas, you know?
All right. So
they were
what
like
was that?
Mammoth size.
Is there anything you can share?
For starters, I was very rebellious. Made my parents cry more than a few.
Oh my God.
A few occasions. Not proud of it at all. Impatient and.
Do you think you used to trust people too early?
Too much. Too often.
And do you think now you are not supposed to?
Now I just have crippling trust issues, man. Okay. Now I trust no one. Now I don't even trust my own reflection in the mirror anymore.
Wow.
I gotta double check, you know? Ask someone who's walking by, dude, do you see that person in the mirror? Does it look anything like me? I got hurt more than one occasion because of that, you know, that willingness to trust so easily.
I think expectations.
I don't think I've ever had. I've always had very low expectations from people.
Really?
Yeah.
As a youth?
Very. Even as a youth. I was like, I set myself up for like them screwing me over at all times, which was, you know, it's not that bad. You know, setting the standards really high, the bar really low for them. And also there's something that I specifically remember myself doing as a youth. I just can't place a label on it. We had no chill as youth.
Yeah.
No youth has any chill whatsoever. You just need to calm the hell down.
Exactly.
I'm not talking just about patience. In the way we spoke, the way we tackled a task or an assignment, the way we handled life and people, we were so easy to just spaz out.
I remember one of our guests coming in and I was smiling all the time and they're telling me, is everything okay?
Mm.
I was like, yes, why? And he was like, why are you always so full of energy?
Yes, we were over-enthusiastic about everything.
Exactly.
And I think that led to us losing interest in things very quickly as well.
True.
But now I feel like now that I'm getting older, which is the most amazing phenomenon that I've experienced in my life, the process of aging. I love it so much. The physical and mental aspect of it. The physical, because now I give myself the right to just, you know, sit on the couch.
True.
But when I was young, there was no sitting ever, right?
Yeah.
Now I can sit on the couch or just lie down in bed and not feel guilty about it. I feel like I've earned it.
Yeah.
And mentally, I feel like I savor things more.
All right.
Savor emotions. I savor moments. I savor people. I savor things. It's like the energy we had when we were young and the impatience and
exactly.
the no chillness of it all really borderline on ADHD. But then again, a lot of youth do suffer from ADHD. They should definitely see a therapist.
Exactly.
It's a thing.
Yeah. And I think one more thing that I regret today.
Yeah.
I was very obsessed with things, like things I loved.
Why
I did not
we
love
like
them.
That? Like as youth, you're either obsessed about something or you don't care at all.
Driving fast, do you think?
Driving, recklessness.
Yeah.
In all, as you were driving fast in every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were so reckless. Why is that?
Why
were we so reckless when we were young?
I think because we think this is the best part of our life. This is the best stage of our life. And we often used to say that these days are never going to come back. I look back and sometimes I smile and sometimes I say, I wish I had that time.
I look back and I cringe, man. There's no smiling involved. I just cringe.
I smile over the things that... being over-obsessed, being so much enthusiastic. I love my enthusiasm as a youth.
Right, you're just so unbothered at this point in life.
Some things were really, really good and some things really you regret today. I wish I never had them. But yes, as I said earlier, that there are certain narrations, there are certain things, like about patience or about some all these qualities we talked about. Every quality has a narration, you know, so... that which I read today and I say to myself, I wish I knew this thing as a youth or as in my early teens, maybe things would have been different. Maybe there were less heartbreaks. I hurt myself as well and I hurt others as well.
Absolutely.
Without the, you know, intention. I did not hurt others intentionally, but because of those qualities, those bugs we had.
Let's gradually wrap this up and like shout out to the youth that are listening to the show. If you guys can be bothered with this stuff and your attention spans allow you still, and like an advice you could give to your younger self.
Just calm down and be patient. It's okay. It's okay. Things are going to be fine and just chill.
If I could give a piece of advice to younger Zainab.
I
think younger Zainab is a lost cause. Oh, no. I was rebellious to an extent that no amount of advice I can muster at this moment would have made any difference to the younger version of me. But to the youth out there, I would say that it's fine that you have all these youthy bugs and qualities that you have that are innate to your group, your age range.
Yeah. It's fine.
Just... I ain't judging you on that. It's totally fine. It's actually out of your control even. It is how
sometimes.
You are at this point of life. But one piece of advice I could give to you with all your bugs and all your ups and downs and all your cray-crayness, read more.
Yeah.
Read.
The more you read, you're getting aware about the things.
That's all I can say.
Yeah. And try not to hurt people. Because all hurting in that age is unintentional.
Yeah.
And the more you read, the more you get aware.
Yeah. And the more you're occupying with yourself and keeping yourself from hurting others. And also, don't do drugs and stay in school. That's all the time we have.
Well, I think we also need to chill. So thank you, dear listeners. We were talking about the bugs on our character as youth. We talked about all these qualities. And we talked about the... regrets and the we have today, we were not supposed to, the things that we were not supposed to do as youth or in our early teens or in our late teens. Well, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much, Zainab.
Thank you.
And thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.